Is his dick in his hand too?
No. No. But thank you for mentioning that. I want to actually set the record straight right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, he'll be listening. Okay, Big Fatty, this is to set the record straight. You said that on your podcast after this one, after my last one with Wes, is that he was jacking off for me. That is so not true. Neither was I after the show, if you really want to know what's going on. So now, okay, I've cleared the air. Now we can move forward.
The air is clear. No cloud cover.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay, I've cleared the air.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 812 of the BFO. Far right day, the 11th of March, 2011, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Big Fatty's got a list, and y'all, on the list includes all kinds of meat. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, after the worldwide announcement of the Pride 48 changes, y'all, the world has been a-Twitter. It has been a-Twitter, y'all, and people are getting excited already. And y'all, if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, let me just play the promo for you. You're going to hear it on all your favorite shows. In other words, you're going to hear it on this show for quite a while now. But y'all, here it is one more time in case you happen to have missed it. Yes, McFarlane!
Hello?
Vera, hold on, I'm trying to get Arthur.
Hello?
Arthur, Vera, huge news. Pride 48 is moving this year.
Moving?
Where?
Yeah, not only where, but when. We're going to be September 16th through the 19th, and here's the big part, from Las Vegas.
That sucks.
It could be interesting.
Yes!
Oh, no. If he's here, I'm out. We're moving.
We're moving? Where? Why are we moving? Oh, music.
That's right. Pride 48 is on the move. This year, we'll be coming to you live September 16th through the 19th from fabulous Las Vegas. Mark the dates and make your plans to join us. Many of your favorite shows will be broadcasting from a single location with a live studio audience. Hotel and venue locations will be announced soon. Keep your eyes on Pride48.com and the Pride 48 Twitter account for more details in the coming weeks. Not all shows will be broadcasting from Las Vegas. However, everyone is invited to do so. Members of the studio audience will consist of podcast listeners and therefore may be subject to drinking, gambling, cursing, spitting, laughing, applauding, drinking, singing, eating, socializing, skipping, drinking, sleeping, burping, general awesomeness, and did we mention drinking?
I'll be at the buffet. Now, y'all, what I did not tell you... Oh, dear God, excuse me. Big Freddy, you're making noises. Y'all, what I failed to tell you on yesterday's a little show, that both me and Poodle McNoodle will indeed be going to Las Vegas, y'all. So we will be there. And y'all, anyone else that happens to come after that, you know, it's just going to be such a disappointment. But anyway... But y'all, I hope that many of you will seriously consider the special weekend out there, and y'all come out there. We're gonna have a good old time. We'll have a gay old time, and y'all just start saving your pennies and all now, because and we're gonna try to get us a good deal out there and everything, because you know Big Fatty loves a coupon, and y'all, if we don't get a good deal, you know Big Fatty's gonna raise teetotal hell with that Daniel Beaver, and excuse me. So y'all, and you know they have those good buffets, y'all. They have the 99-cent shrimp cocktail out there also. They used to anyway, and there's always something fun going on, and then we'll do the Pride 48. Yes, Big Freddy, it sounds lovely. So, anyway, y'all, seriously, think about it, and if you can join us out there, that is just going to be lovely. So, anyway, let's see here. What else have I got on my, my list. Y'all, I made, you know, I mentioned on the earlier, I don't know when the fuck I mentioned it, but I went, no, I guess it was on yesterday's. No, I don't know when it was. Anyway, I bought a cone beef and y'all last night was It was Wednesday night, y'all. I put it in the slow cooker and it cooked with the cabbage all night long. And y'all, I came home for lunch on Thursday and y'all, I sliced me a couple of nice thick slices of cone beef and had some cabbage. And y'all, then I had some of this, what do you call this stuff? You get it at the Mexican-Chinese restaurants. It's the hot mustard, y'all. It's the hot mustard. And y'all, I squirted some of that on that corned beef and cabbage. And y'all, let me just tell you, it burned the hairs out of my nose. Let me just tell you, it was so spicy. And y'all, so I decided when I get down to the end of the cone beef and cabbage, I'm going to make me some of that cabbage soup, which, y'all, if you remember the last time I did it, it absolutely blew my colon to the outside of my body, and I had to find a way to get it back inside. But, y'all, I'm going to add some of that hot mustard to the broth, and y'all just make it just yes, Big Fatty, we get the point. Now, y'all, speaking of meat, y'all, you know that Mr. Michael Brandon, who does a lot of work with Big Fatty's horror group, but y'all, he is up for an award. And y'all, if you've got some time, I'd like for you to go over to thehookies.com, and that is thehookies.com/vote.asp. And y'all, this is the International Escort Awards, and y'all, it's worth going over there just to look at these pictures of these porn stars, these escorts, and y'all, they have got the best newcomers, and then they have got the best porn star escort, and ooh, dear Gussie, and then they have got the best top. And then if you keep scrolling on down, they've got the best ass. Dear Gussie, I know Nort's going to go over there and look at all this because he loves to look at the gay porn escorts. Then we've got the best fetish. And we have the best tattoos. Y'all, there are some. I know Nessa will like to see these because, y'all, there are some. Yes! Delicious tattoos, the best body, the biggest cock, and y'all, I do not, when I say the biggest cock, I am not referring to a rooster or a chicken, no, Big Fatty, the best duo, the best boyfriend fantasy, and y'all, that Mr. Michael Brandon is listed down there under the best live performer, and y'all, I can assure you, even though that country boy Wes, who you heard at the beginning of today's a little show, didn't come see Mr. Or Romo. Romo was in that also. Neither one of them came to see Mr. Michael Brandon do his live little show performance. But y'all, I've seen it many a time, and trust me, it's explosive. And then they've got the best daddy. Oh, hello, Big Fatty. And then the best personal escort website, the best escort agency, and the best Mr. International Escort 2011. And y'all, under Mr. International Escort 2011, Mr. San Francisco Derek Hansen, he also came to one of the horror events that Big Fatty's group puts on with Mr. Michael Brandon one year. So y'all go over there and vote for Mr. Michael Brandon if you would like to. And if not, just go over there and look at the pictures and then touch yourself inappropriately. Big Fatty, you know how to just bring up our Cheerios so early in the day. Now y'all, speaking of the Pride 48, y'all, there are many changes going to be in the works for the Pride 48 because y'all, we've already gotten the podcasters have already gotten an e-letter from Arthur because y'all, he is going to be in charge of it again this year. And y'all, Nessa, I believe, is, let me just see what it says here about Nessa. Let me see. NASA. Other bits and pieces? No? How did I miss that then? Y'all, that is the corned beef and cabbage with that hot mustard. Yes, Big Fatty. Here we go. Volunteers are working on the schedule for both the live and recorded repeats. You may have already been contacted by NASA about this, but if not, you will be soon. And y'all, they're asking, they're going to update the schedule over there. NASA's going to evidently be in charge of updating the schedule over there at the Pride 48. So y'all, it's beginning to blossom again because the excitement is building again. And y'all, you've got, some people I heard say, oh, this is so far out. You know, I didn't know. No, I don't know. No, it's too far. Y'all, sometimes you have to save your pennies and your nickels to be able to go like to Las Vegas or something like that. And y'all, if you're going to go to Las Vegas, you got to have money for the casino. I mean, you just can't go to Las Vegas and not have money for the casino. So, anyway. So, y'all, get off your ass and... No, don't get off your ass. Never mind. Big Freddy, move the show forward.
California, here I come.
Now, y'all, I got an e-letter from Mr. Vader. Yesterday, and y'all, the bar in San Francisco where I was going to have the Volga meet and greet, called the Chaps Bar SF, y'all, it is closing. It is closing a week from tomorrow, the full moon on the 19th of March, and y'all... And so I was devastated because y'all, this is just right around the corner from where Big Fatty is staying in San Francisco. But y'all, it is going to reopen on April the 1st as the Cock Bar, K-O-K, and y'all, it's got a rooster in there, so it must be some sort of chicken place or something. Now, y'all, let me just tell you, if you don't recognize this music, you've got to be living under some kind of rock or something. And I don't mean like that Geico rock, because, y'all, this is the music from the CBS NCAA basketball tournament. And, y'all, the basketball is going to be on all weekend. I can just tell you right now, you're going to see more basketball than you ever cared to. But y'all, there is some deliciousness. You don't have to enjoy the game, but if you enjoy seeing young college-age menses in donga shorts, y'all, I suggest you watch some of these games, just for the pure eye candy, because, you know, y'all, that's what Big Fatty is going to be doing a lot this weekend. And, y'all, you know, here in South Kakalaki, you know, we are right in the middle of ACC basketball country, and, y'all, it is big doings. Y'all, they interrupt the soap operas here in the low country, and, I know in North Kakalaki it's even worse because that's where all the big teams are up there. So anyway, y'all, if you're so inclined and enjoy the basketball this weekend, I hope that you do that. And y'all, then the big tournament brackets will be coming out on Sunday, and y'all, then everybody, that's all they'll be talking about. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, this is Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you a quick call to say hello. And I also want to let you know that this last weekend, my family and Joe's family all got together for lunch. And as we're sitting there, my brother had a lottery scratch-off ticket story to tell. And I thought I would call to tell you that hopefully one day you'll do the same. But anyway, they bought three $10 scratch-off tickets, and they went home, and they were scratching them, and it said on the particular one, it said, if you scratch it, scratch a ticket, and there is a star symbol anywhere on the card, it means that you win every single thing on the card. And the next thing you know, they scratched some of the thing off, and they were all for $50, $50, $50. And then they got to the lower left-hand corner of the card, and it had a star. So they looked at it, and they added all those up, and it was over $1,000 they won on one lottery ticket. So I thought I would call to tell you, and hopefully you'll win millions on the ones that you've been getting. So anyway, hope you're doing good, and I'll talk to you later. And don't forget to go to RambleRedhead.com and listen to all the crazy interviews. Okay, take care, and talk to you, and have a good one. Come on.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the Ramble Redhead, and y'all, that's the kind of scratch-off Big Fatty needs to get, y'all. That way, that'll pay for the trip to Las Vegas. Yes, Big Fatty, that would be just lovely.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is the number one fan for 2011, calling to just send you some well wishes and thank you for being the bright spot in my day. Was thinking about you because I'm going to be watching The Survivor later on this evening and enjoying the fact that evil Russell is in trouble and he runs the risk of getting voted out, and I hope he gets beat out by one of the girls that he can't stand. So hope you are having a fantastic week, and I will talk to you soon.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is Joe in Dallas. He is the number one fan of 2011 here on the BFO. Y'all, it's about damn time he called in. He clearly he does not realize the obligations of being the number one fan. Y'all, speaking of obligations, I am obliged to read to you from the bacon calendar that was sent to me by the gay country boy that we heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it says the hock. The hock is the ankle joint between the calf muscle and the foot on a pig. Yes, Big Freddy! Okay, and y'all, and I'll go ahead and give you a preview of the weekend here. Since we've been talking about the weekend a little bit, y'all, the new rule, Canadian bacon isn't Canadian. Oh, wait a minute. Big Freddy, you can't read! Canadian bacon isn't bacon. Y'all, how did I fuck that up? It's ham, says Bill Maher from Real Time with Bill Maher. So there you have it, y'all. Who knew? Who knew? Y'all, I'd like to remind Ange in the, oh dear Gussie, in the Canadian Mexico, that the big run will be seen 1 hour earlier than normal. Because, y'all, this weekend, when you go to bed on Saturday night, y'all, we are going to spring forward because it is time to begin the daylight saving time. There's no S on that, y'all. There's no S at the end of saving. Okay, it's daylight saving time, so everything is going to be coming on at night when it's daylight and you wake up and it's going to be pure black. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Freddy, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Have a lovely,
Clear the air.
Oh, Big Freddy, you need to clear the air after that cabbage.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.